from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, we're in second in the NL East, 53-42. Second half of the season starts at 60-some-odd games. Guys, it's not really second half, but we are calling it that after the All-Star break. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today, and the Cards are in town. Then we get the Reds, and then we head to New York. Grant McCauley is here. Grant, before we talk about this team, how was your break, man? You get some R&R?
Yeah, it was good. Very nice. Was able to get out of town for a few days. Went up to Helen with my wife. We took our dogs and just kind of got to do normal people stuff with no baseball schedule. But I am excited for the second half and from the amount of Braves I talked to this afternoon. And it was kind of getting the feel of everybody getting back into it. They are anticipating what's ahead.
What's up, Grant? Zeno here.
Hey, buddy.
Good to see you. It's good to hear from you,
Good to talk to you.
That too, yeah. You know, it's first time I've ever heard you say the phrase, my wife has an inner ear infection. It's a wonderful way to begin a sentence.
Well, I'm very proud of that. Not so much the inner ear infection, but I'm excited about all the reference. Other things that we're doing. Right.
All right.
I got you.
Level of confidence at this point in time. You know, Carl and I both agree that at the deadline, honestly, I wouldn't do anything. I don't know that there's much you can do, but while this might not be a World Series team, they're good enough to be a playoff team, and that gives you a chance. So where do you sit on this?
Yeah, I really do think that there are areas and opportunities to improve, and I don't think Alex Anthopoulos has ever really shied away from that. And outside of the 2020 trade deadline that, I mean, Major League Baseball, everything in sports was a bit of a mess that year, and so there wasn't a whole lot of buying that went on that strengthened this club. But every other year, he's just gone out and tried to find a way to at least add to it, whether that was an arm or two in the bullpen the way he did last year, whether it was having to rebuild your outfield like he did in 2021. And I hate to bring that up and just say, well, you know, you can go out of the trade deadline and make all the deals that turn you into a World Series winner. Obviously, that's the outlier, a 1 in 30 chance every year, I guess if we're breaking it down to brass tacks, that you'll be the last club standing. But the Braves, I think from a talent perspective of what they have on the roster right now, from the strength of their pitching staff, which I would make an argument that you could add to make it perhaps even better than it is if you want to go that route in a trade, or you can do the standard thing, which is get healthy, get Michael Harris back in your mix, and maybe see if there is that outfielder out there that could move the needle for you. So while you could make a case that this Braves club is on paper a talented enough team to get to the playoffs, yes, that is true. But I feel like there is work to be done, and Alex Anthopoulos is a GM that does not shy away from that work and always is looking for those ways to make the club at least that much better.
We're talking with Grant McCauley, guys, going around the yard. Braves back in action against the Cards tonight. As we talk about, you know, what needs to happen in the second half, I think the main thing is about what we can control, right? That's Riley. Yep. That's Olson. That's guys doing the things that they need to do to get right. And I've been saying part of the reason why I don't want to necessarily do anything is because I feel like that's going to happen. I don't know, you know, what Harris is and when he gets back and how that's going to look, but if that does play out, Grant, I mean, why would you give up, in my opinion, trade assets and take on money if you didn't have to, knowing that these guys could come alive?
Well, I think that it can be both, and I think that it kind of needs to be both on top of that. I mean, Austin Riley has shown a lot in the past month about his ability to turn his season around. For Matt Olson, and I got to hear from both of these guys today before the game, you know, everybody understands the opportunity that they had to go home, rest, recharge, reset, and they also know that the 60 or so games ahead of them give them more opportunity, and they've got to be focused on that and not be – you know, stuck in what they can't change, which is the 95 games they've already played. I think for Matt Olson, he's been carrying that a little bit more than just about anybody on this club when you consider who he is, what he did a year ago, what's expected of him, both by himself and, you know, what the team needs for him to do. It hasn't been that year for him, but he has also shown an incredible ability to get hot and to carry a club for a while, and I still think that could happen. But to kind of go back to the trade question, why would you do that? Because I feel like you kind of owe it to yourself in a championship window to go out and find ways to get better. And when you lose a Ronald Acuna Jr. and you lose a Spencer Strider and you still have a club that goes out there and fights, I feel like you kind of want to send a message to them that, hey, we will go get the reinforcements that we need, but we also have to have guys step up and do their thing. And I think they've been keenly aware of that for a while. There's been a lot of pressing that's gone on over the past couple of months to compound matters at the plate. But maybe this reset, this second half, this little stretch that they're about to have, starting with the Cardinals, then the Reds, then the Mets, then the Brewers leading up to the trade deadline, all clubs that are eyeing October, the Braves have to measure up against that. And everybody, I think, is kind of trying to figure out who they are and what they are in the next couple of weeks if you're in the wild card race behind teams like the Braves and the Cardinals.
Grant, most moves are not made in a vacuum, right? They're not made just to satisfy the here and now. There's always second and third order effects. So I'm curious where you stand on the moves that they make pertaining to what the roster would look like next year and going forward. How much would you, if you were playing GM, or how much do you think Alex will take that into account? Or is it just about, hey, I'll worry about that next year. I'll worry about it in the offseason. Right now, all I care about is this year and trying to win a World Series.
There is always an eye on the future, and Alex Anthopoulos has said this, like, our priority is 2024, but you do want to have a bigger term, longer term picture, and I think you see that based on the amount of extensions that the Braves have signed to keep this core together for a while. They want to continue this window and keep it going. I feel like if you have an opportunity to make your club that much better and win a World Series, you owe it to yourself to go out there and try and to do everything that you can. And that's not going to force other clubs to give you their best players for nothing. You're going to have to weigh that out and figure it out. But I think that a lot of people look at the Braves farm system and think, oh, well, it's not in the top 5 or top 10 anymore. There's nothing there. I would caution you against thinking that, because I do think there are some very worthwhile prospects there. And then start unpacking what it is that Alex Anthopoulos has given to do some of the big trades that he has done, whether that was Matt Olson, whether that was all of the outfielders they got in 2021, the Chris Sale trade, Jared Kelnick. I mean, this is somebody who is creative and motivated, and typically when he pulls off a trade, he is, you know, and his team, his whole front office, has evaluated that thing and feels like it is worth the price that they're paying. And I think that when you're a club in your championship window, to make a long story as short as I can, you owe it to yourself to go out and creatively try to solve these problems and help your club become the best that it can be, because next season's not promised. If you got that opportunity this year, I feel like you have to reach out and try to grab that.
Is the most daunting part of the season in front of us? I'm curious to know what you think about the schedule. I'm looking at this road trip, all right, because we're at home for a minute. But I'm getting past the All-Star, or not the All-Star, but the trade deadline, and I'm getting to early August. And I'll just tell you, three at Colorado, four at San Francisco, three against the Angels, I get it, and then you come home and you play the Phillies, and we only have seven games left. I'm just looking at the schedule. Is that the most daunting part, even though you may not think those teams, you know, Milwaukee's really good, obviously, before we go on the road, but I'm just looking at that, Grant, and going, okay, that's going to be tough to manage, and then you come home to take on the Phillies. I don't know if that's the toughest stretch of the season, simply based on the fact that you're on the road that long.
Well, I think the next couple are about as stressful as they can be, or as important and pivotal as they can be, because you are facing clubs that all have at least wild card aspirations, and then you throw the Brewers into that mix, and they are leading the National League Central and clearly have the playoffs in their sights. So all of this is going to, I think, inform the decisions of a lot of different clubs over the next 10, 12 days as to who exactly and what exactly they are heading into the trade deadline. Because as I've talked about a lot, and I don't know if this is the exact question, but this is just the thing that keeps recurring and occurring to me, is who is going to be available, what clubs are going to be doing the selling, which ones are going to stand pat, and which ones are going to decide, hey, surprise, we're buying. And that affects you by taking players and assets away from a team like the Braves if they can't get those deals done and those guys go somewhere else, even if that club's not in as good a position as the Braves. So there's a lot to balance here. But as far as the schedule is concerned, this next couple of weeks is going to be very telling for the Braves to try to maintain some momentum they took into the All-Star break, to find some of their best baseball, to get some guys going, maybe to get a Michael Harris back in the mix over the next couple of weeks. All of those could be things that would help the Braves really head into the second half and the 67 games to go with their literal best foot forward to put themselves in the position they need to as they try to hold on to their wild card spot. Maybe make that run at the National League East, because they do have the 7 head-to-head against the Phillies that is still out there in front of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Grant, if the moves are only peripheral, right, that they get at the deadline, what's the ceiling for this team? I mean, look, objectively, I don't think they're a World Series team right now. I don't think they're better than the Phillies. I don't think they're better than the Dodgers and
Yankees.
You know, that's only in the National League. Forget about the American League with teams they might not be better than. So what's, if the moves are only peripheral, what's your ceiling for this team?
Well, I mean, look at who went to the World Series last year. Would you say that the Rangers and the Diamondbacks came into the postseason as the two best clubs in baseball?
No.
No, but they ended up playing each other in the World Series, and that's the crazy thing about it, is you have to go out there and play these games. And as much as we can, you know, kind of armchair quarterback or armchair GM, what exactly it is that they have or don't have, what they need to do, what they don't do, and grade all the trades as soon as they happen, ultimately, you know, it all happens on the field. It doesn't happen on paper. And I think that the Braves, even on paper, as of right now, they've got a lot of pieces in place, especially with the strength of pitching that they have, that gives them more than just some puncher's chance of getting into the postseason and winning series. They showed it in 21, not coming in as a big favorite. You know, they're one of those teams that you talk about that if you get hot at the right time for 3 weeks out of the year, you can write the incredible ending to your story. And that's still very much out there for the Braves. They haven't given up on that. They haven't given up on the division yet either. But figuring all of this out in light of what they might be able to add at the trade deadline may change the way that we look at it from the outside. But inside the four walls of that clubhouse, not much has changed in terms of the mindset. So if somebody walks in there to help out, they're going to be excited about it. If nobody walks in there, you know, from the trade deadline to help out or to supplement the club, I don't think it's going to change altogether that much. They're not going to feel like they were left stranded on an island with not enough, you know, food and water and rations to get through what is to come for the Braves.
Grant, when are you on this weekend, man?
I'll be on from 5 to 7 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with From the Diamond. It'll also be available, of course, wherever you get your podcast. Going to unpack the Braves draft class. Also going to have our old friend Chip Carey. He's in town with the Cardinals this weekend. He and I are going to sit down at Truist Park, have a good old conversation, and that will be on the show. 5 to 7 right here on 92.9 The Game on Sunday.
Good stuff, man. Have a great weekend. Let's see what the Braves do, and we'll be talking to you on Monday.
Look forward to it. Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care, G-Mac.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.